Welcome to this recording on how to sponsor your family members to come to Australia through the Refugee and Humanitarian Program. This information is for people who want to bring their relatives to Australia. We will only be talking about the subclass 202 Global Special Humanitarian Visa, which we call the Sponsored Refugee Visa for short. This information does not apply to people who want to sponsor their husband or wife or child under 18. And it does not apply to children under 18 who want to sponsor their mother or father. If these situations apply to you, please make an appointment with Legal Aid to discuss visa options. The Sponsored Refugee Visa allows people who are Australian citizens or permanent residents to sponsor family members who are currently living as a refugee overseas. However, it's important to keep in mind that the Department of Immigration only grants a small number of refugee visas each year, so not everyone who applies for this visa will be successful. The visa is most likely to be successful when you sponsor close family members, such as a brother or sister, an adult child, or an elderly parent who are currently in a refugee situation overseas. You can still sponsor more distant family members or friends, but they are less likely to get a visa. You can sponsor your family for the Sponsored Refugee Visa if the following four criteria are met. You are an Australian permanent resident or citizen. Your family member is outside their home country and they fear harm in their home country. And they do not have any country where they can live safely and permanently. So, if the Sponsored Refugee Visa is suitable for your situation, let's talk about the steps you need to take. Step 1. Get identity documents and photos. The first thing you should do is to gather the identity documents of your family members. Here's what you need. A passport-style photograph of each family member and copies of any identity documents your family has. For example, passports, birth certificates, identity cards, citizenship documents, marriage certificates, UNHCR documents. If a family member doesn't have any documents, they can still apply. They just need to explain why they don't have any of these documents. For example, if their documents were lost, stolen, or never issued in their home country. If you can't get a photo of each person in the application, you can still apply. Step 2. Complete the application. The next step is completing the application. This must be done online. Previously, there were two forms that you would need to fill out, the 681 and 842 forms. The law changed on the 1st of July 2025 and you can only apply online. There are two parts to the application, A, the proposal, and B, the humanitarian visa application. You must complete both parts. In one application, you can include the person you are sponsoring. We call this person the main applicant, their husband or wife, and their young unmarried children. If there are other family members that you also want to include in the same application, you should speak to a lawyer first to get advice. It might be best for those other family members to have their own separate application, rather than including them in the same application as the main applicant. Step 3. Write a statement. The application should include a detailed statement about the problems that your family members had in their home country and why they cannot return. It should include names, places, dates, and details about any harm or threats of harm that they experienced, when and where this happened, who targeted them, name the person or group, and why they think they were targeted. It's also important for them to explain why they would be at risk of harm if they return to their home country now. This is important for people who have been outside their country for a long time, because things might have changed in the time since they left. Step 4. Check the application. Make sure you check that all the questions in the online forms are complete. You will not be able to move to the next online page until you complete all the questions. If you do not know an answer, you can save your application and then come back to it later to complete. Missing documents or information can delay the process, so it's important to ensure all documents are included and everything is written correctly before you submit the application. How much does the visa cost? There is no application fee for the visa. However, if your family members get the visa, you will need to pay for their travel to Australia. Because it takes many years to process the application, you will have time to save money. So don't delay in applying just because you don't currently have enough money for the tickets. How long will it take? It can take many years to receive a decision about these applications. Usually it takes at least 4 years. Can I get advice from a lawyer? You should make an appointment for legal advice. If you want to sponsor a child who is under 18, your husband or wife you were married to before you came to Australia, or if you were a child under 18 and want to sponsor a parent who is overseas, as you may have more than one visa option. Our email is refugeeservice@legalaid.nsw.gov.au. Our phone number is 8713 6725. This is a free service and we can provide an interpreter if you need one. Disclaimer: this recording is intended for general information only and cannot be relied on as legal advice. The information is accurate at the time of posting but may have changed. If you need legal help about a particular situation, contact the Refugee Service by phone or email.